Welcome back to Know Your States, Know Your Community here on 88.5 KRFY, Panhandle Community Radio. I'm Jack Peterson here with Jim Healy again, and now we're moving on to the first state, the Diamond State, home to 1 million people. It is, as I already said, the very first state to ratify the Constitution on December 7th, 1787. We are talking to a Delawarean.
A Delawarean, is that what we call them?
Hold on.
or else a Delawareite.
I think it's a Delawarean, but it could be,
Delawarean is correct.
It's not Delawarean. Okay. And, nope. and her name is Anne Waring, and we are reaching you, Anne, or Annie. We're reaching you in Delaware. Is that correct?
In Delaware. That's right. I lived in Sandpoint for 25 years and moved back to Delaware in 2019.
Now, is Delaware your home state?
Yep, born and raised.
Okay, where were you born in Delaware?
I was born in Wilmington, which is the biggest city in Delaware. It's probably about the same size as Spokane. Mm. And, raised in the north part of the city. Just suburbia, public schools.
Okay, and where are you living now? Are you in Wilmington?
No, I'm south of Wilmington in a town called Newark, which is a smaller town. It's where the University of Delaware is.
How large is that town?
Oh, gosh. Good question.
Just take a guess.
Yeah, well, without the student body, I would say it's probably maybe 40,000. With the student body at University of Delaware, probably more like 60.
Okay, and so you... born and raised in Delaware and then left, and now you're back.
And now I'm back. Okay. That's right.
And I'd love to ask you, when you're away from Delaware, you know, you have your memories, you have your... now that you're back in Delaware, has Delaware changed much?
No, it feels like one of the things that strikes me when I come back here, especially from the West, is that it feels older, for one thing. You know, like it was settled so much before the West that all the buildings are older. And the other thing that strikes me is deciduous trees. There are deciduous trees here. So it's really very shady in the summers and beautiful in the falls. And that was something that, you know, I just sort of remember when I came back, it was almost like a sensory memory. I was like, oh, yeah. I remember this.
Okay, now, is it humid in Delaware?
Yes, very.
Okay, see, one of the things that we've sort of discovered with people who have moved away from humid climates is they don't remember the humidity as a kid growing up. You know, it's just part of where you live. But now that you have moved away and now are back in it, because Sandpoint isn't that humid.
No, not at all.
And when did you move back? This year?
No, I moved back in 2019.
Okay. Okay. So you've had some experience with humidity.
Yes, I have. And I definitely didn't forget it, but it's back with a vengeance.
Ah.
But, you know, I actually don't mind it. It's weird, but I guess because I grew up, you know, playing outside all summer in the humidity, I don't mind it too much. I mean, some days it's oppressive, but for the most part, I actually kind of like it. It feels like, I don't know, I personally don't feel so dried out. I don't feel like a prune.
You mentioned one of the things you notice is how old things are.
It's just really old here.
Describe that a little bit. How old are we talking, and how what's the difference between what you see out here?
Well, for instance, most of the buildings I won't say most of them, but the older buildings in Newark were built in, I think the University of Delaware was like 1737, and so there are these old stately brick buildings that you think of when you think of a typical college campus, but it just has this feel of just sort of antiquity. You know, it still has some brick sidewalks and cobblestone streets in part of some of the, in part of Wilmington. There's some old, really old cobblestone streets, really old Quaker meeting houses all over the place. I was raised a Quaker, so I'm always intrigued by those. It's sort of like stepping into the past.
Yeah, I guess so. The city predates the country.
By quite a bit. Yeah, as a matter of fact, I've recently been watching the Ken Burns American Revolution series on PBS.
Right,
sure.
And all, you know, the Battle of the Brandywine and Valley Forge and Chad's Ford, all of which they talked about, are all within 20 miles of where I live. So it's, you know, it's just, there are really, really old cemeteries here with graves dating to the early 1700s. You know, it's just old.
Wow.
It's very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is very cool. Are the old buildings, I mean, when you go inside of one, is it obviously, I guess we can kind of picture what the architecture looks like from outside. Are they, do you find it, I mean, are they still in use? Are they in modern use? Yeah.
Yep. They are in use, both as homes, but also, you know, at the university, there are still buildings that are in use.
Yeah.
And they're just what you would expect inside. They're, you know, hardwood floors, often pine, crown molding, lots of crown, big, beautiful crown molding, much thicker walls. And if it's not brick, the other thing that there are here are stone houses and really long stone fences. So a lot of the farms in the area don't have split rail fences. They have really old stone fences that are 200 plus years old. So it's really beautiful too. I mean, like driving through the countryside, you know, it's hilly in parts of our state, and they, you know, it's just farmland with these stone fences and really, really old stone barns. And there's Amish too. There are lots of Amish in our area. So there's people driving around in buggies. I mean, it really seriously is like, you know, a blast from the past.
Yeah, very interesting. It's the second smallest state and the sixth least populous, but it is the sixth most densely populated. So do you feel Yeah. But you don't feel like you're bumping into people out there?
Well, I live in definitely the most populous part of the state. The state is sort of divided into three sections. The top part where I live is more urban. The middle part is more rural, and then the bottom part is really where all the beaches are. There's only three counties in Delaware, and so it really is sort of divided. It's tiny, and so it's, you know, it is divided into sort of urban, rural, and beach.
What great divisions! We have a map here in our studio of the United States, and I'm looking at Delaware, and if I could move it over to the Idaho Panhandle, there'd still be a lot of room up here in Idaho. Could you give our listeners an idea of how wide and how up and down Delaware is?
Well, the really skinny part at the top, like right underneath where it curves.
Right.
The narrowest point of the state is 9 miles across.
Whoa. You can walk it in one day easily.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, goodness.
And then the top to bottom, you know, north to south, it's about 100 miles.
Okay, that'd be about
top to bottom.
3 to 4 days. What is the ocean like? It looks like Delaware's eastern border is the ocean.
Absolutely.
What you mentioned the bottom part beaches. What is the entire coastline like?
Well, it's actually beautiful, and because I grew up, you know, swimming in the Atlantic, it's actually my preference. Well, Lake Ponderay is number one, but after that comes the Atlantic Ocean. It is white sandy beaches. It is warm water. It is, you know, great waves for, you know, body surfing and regular surfing. They're very, very crowded. because again, this is a small state and it gets hot in the summer, so people crowd to the beach. But doesn't bother me. Because I grew up here, I don't mind sitting on the beach in a sea of colored umbrellas and, you know, it smells like sunscreen and you can hear seagulls and kids playing. And I love it. I love it. We actually just built a little place at the inland from the beach. So I spend a lot of time down there. If anybody wants to come visit, the welcome mat is out.
This is being broadcast.
Yes.
I have a lot of friends in Sandpoint. I've been trying to get them to come see me for a long time.
So. Okay. Well, what do you like as far as the beach goes? How's the seafood?
Oh, the seafood's really good in Delaware.
Yeah.
You know, very fresh seafood right off the boats. Lots of what we really have here are crabs because, you know, Chesapeake Bay, Maryland blue crabs are right down the street. So buying a bushel of crabs and, you know, dumping them out on a table covered in newspapers and cracking crabs for the entire evening is pretty common and really fun. It's an event, you know, it's more than just dinner.
Yeah.
It's an event.
I'm looking at the map here, and it is funny.
It's fascinating, isn't it? 9 miles across. I still can't get over that, Annie.
I know, and that's where I lived, close to that skinny strip.
Yeah,
wow.
You know, and I taught at Sandpoint Middle School for years, and I used to tell my students when I was trying to teach them the states, I would say, look in the East Coast and look for the teeny tiny Idaho.
you're absolutely, you know, correct.
And then they say, oh yeah, we can find it. I'm like, it looks a little bit like Idaho except it's curved at the top.
Yeah.
So
it's to what, 1/10 scale or something like that.
Right, if that.
Yeah. So you have been all over the state, and I suppose it's not too hard. You could practically walk it. What are the cities like? The cities, there's Wilmington, there's Dover. And are there any big towns down in kind of that beach area that you described?
No, not really. I mean, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, is the biggest beach town, but that, I wouldn't call that a big town. It's really like a big strip mall beach.
Okay. So there, what about the actual urban environment?
Yeah, Wilmington is the biggest city, and it's a big, banking hub. So we have a lot of banks that are based out of here.
Yeah.
There's no sales tax here in Delaware, and there's also people incorporate here. I think there's no franchise tax or something like that, but there's a lot of people who incorporate in Delaware. You'll often see boats like out in faraway places that are registered in Wilmington, Delaware, because we have a port. You know, it's right on the Delaware River, so it's a huge port for our area. Wilmington is, honestly, it's gotten nicer since I left, but I wouldn't say it's like something to write home about. I'm trying to be nice.
Okay.
It has beautiful areas. It has really old scenic areas. They've redone the riverfront in Wilmington, and that's really nice now. It used to be scary. Now it's nice. But, you know, Wilmington has quite a bit of crime still, so we're working on that, and that's, you know, where I live is not nearly as, well, it's not a big city. Where I live, it's a small city. It's a college town, so it doesn't feel like that. But, yeah, I mean, Wilmington's fine. It has beautiful suburbs. You know, there's good areas and bad areas.
Yeah. Is there a character to Delaware and Delawareans that's distinct from the neighboring northeastern states there? Is there something that makes it different than Maryland and different than Pennsylvania?
That's a good question. I don't know. I mean, our peninsula that Delaware is on is called Delmarva. That stands for Delaware, Maryland, Virginia, the Delmarva Peninsula. So if you look at your map, you'll see that all three of those states are on that little blob.
Yeah. look at that. Yeah.
You know, right next to the Chesapeake Bay, basically.
Yeah.
And I feel like I honestly feel like it's really like Philadelphia and Delaware are very much similar. I don't feel like Delaware in particular has its own you know, kind of whatever personality. I feel like it is an extension of Philly for sure. I mean, everybody here are wild Philadelphia Eagles fans, you know, and everybody loves cheesesteaks. It's all the Philly stuff.
Sure. So, well, yeah, you don't have any pro sports teams of your own, so that'll...
Right. Yeah. It's more like a regional feel than an actual Delaware feel. I mean, Philadelphia definitely has a feel and a personality, and it's very bawdy and raucous, and some people find it obnoxious, but I kind of like it. It's like going to the professional sports games in Philly are so much fun because they are avid fans. Mm-hmm. Like, and yeah, I like it.
Is there any difference between, so the Delmarva Peninsula, it splits in half, and the western half is, or you, basically the western half is Maryland, more or less, and is on the Chesapeake Bay, and the eastern half is Delaware and is on Delaware Bay.
And Delaware Bay is really where the Delaware River flows into the ocean.
Yeah.
So most of it is considered, you know, when you're actually at the beach in Delaware, you're mostly considered in the ocean. So if you look at Delaware, do you see on the right-hand side, there's where it starts to get wide, there's a little, like, point.
Yep.
It almost makes like a point up and then comes down.
See it, yep.
That point is called Cape Henlopen, and that's an old military base. And there you can still go. There's all these really cool old bunkers and things that you can tour in there. It's fascinating. But anyway, south of that point is considered the ocean.
Right.
And north of that point is considered the bay.
I see that, and then it is wide open ocean south of that. So I was just going to ask briefly, do you find a difference between being on the side that's on Delaware Bay, the Delaware side, versus the side that's in Maryland on Chesapeake Bay? Is there any kind of notable difference between the two?
Well, there's definitely differences in the bodies of water, if that's what you mean.
Well,
like the
I
mean, the ocean is, you know, big waves, it's an ocean.
Mm-hmm.
And the bay is absolutely beautiful, but it's much calmer. You know, it does get tides and waves, but they're not like the ocean side. I would say that the communities that are along the bay on both sides are prettier than the Delaware side. Delaware side,
speaking totally unbiased,
not biased at all. Annie.
No, I'm saying Maryland is prettier.
Really? The other side is prettier.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The Chesapeake Bay is just spectacular because it's basically woods that come right up to the bay with, you know, with towns and cabins and things. But, I mean, it's almost reminiscent of Ponderay, except it doesn't have the mountains.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really, really pretty. It's stunningly beautiful. I grew up sailing on it, so... Got a special place in my heart for that, too.
Oh, Annie, how many years did you live here in Sandpoint?
I lived in Sandpoint for 25, and before that I lived in Colorado for 8.
Okay.
So I was like 33 years out west.
In your 33-plus years living away a good distance from Delaware, did you have your antenna out for... Were, you know, someone else from Delaware? I mean, did you ever run across somebody else from Delaware?
In Colorado, I actually did. I randomly ran into a gal that I went to high school with in Boulder once.
Okay.
Yeah, that was wild. And I worked in Steamboat for 4 years, and there I saw people. I'm trying to think if I saw anybody from Delaware who didn't come to see me specifically. I saw people from, I went to college in New Hampshire, so I saw people from New Hampshire, but I can't remember Delaware. But in Sandpoint, I actually met one person from Delaware.
One?
And he used to be a teacher at the charter school there.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Mike, what the heck is his last name? Anyway, my son was a sixth grader at the charter school, and I went to the opening night meeting where, like, the meet the teacher thing. And this man stood up and started talking, and he was like, "Oh, I just moved here." And he got 3 words out of his mouth, and I knew he was from Delaware from his accent. I could tell immediately. I went right up to him, and I said, "You're from Delaware." And of course, he was gobsmacked. He's like, "How can you tell?"
You know, I mean,
I was like, I said, oh, that's a Delaware accent. I can pick you out of a crowd of a million. So,
well, describe that. Do you have one, Annie? I have a hard time detecting it.
Well, no, I worked for 30 years to get rid of mine. It's not a very attractive accent, but it's really, like, the O's are very, like, O. Like, going home, I'm going home, you know?
Okay. Yeah.
And you drink water, and and I'm eating with a spoon, like an ew, you know, that's, yeah.
Did you find that being away from 30 years, you took the edge off it, but once you moved back, did you fall right into it?
Well, not totally. I am hearing it come out every once in a while, and I just sort of cringe. Like, oh, that's something I don't want to bring back.
There you go.
You know, all my friends from here are all going home.
Mm-hmm. Annie, what are the seasons like? You mentioned fall with the deciduous trees. How's winter in Delaware?
It's shorter than in Sandpoint, but equally as cold, believe it or not.
How about snow?
Not much. We had a lot of snow when I was growing up. Mm-hmm, you know, we would get, well, not like Sandpoint snow, but we would get a foot, you know, pretty regularly and go sledding and all that. But now, I think it's snowed a foot once since I moved back, and we've had a couple winters with literally maybe a dusting. And then most winters we get, you know, maybe a 4 or 5 inch snow 2 or 3 times, and that's it.
That's interesting, because I think you would, you know, because oftentimes when I see the weather maps, it shows areas getting dumped with snow.
Yep.
And I'm surprised that Delaware somehow doesn't get the brunt of it.
Hmm. Well, I know, because it's surrounded by water, and often that makes, you know, like if you're near the Great Lakes, it snows more. I mean, I think Sandpoint gets partly a lot of snow because of the lake. But no, I don't know why. I think it's just a little too warm. It's definitely gotten hotter, way hotter. Like the summers here are, I mean, I could just take you right into summer if we're talking season. You know, we used to play outside. We'd leave the house at 8 a.m. and check in at lunch and say hi to mom and be gone again till, you know, the street lights came on. And we were hot, but now it is hot.
Gotcha.
Like 100 degrees hot. It was probably 85 to 90 when I was a kid, but climate change is real here. It's a thing.
Annie,
yes.
I was just going to say, we're winding down in terms of time.
Yeah.
And we appreciate your enthusiasm and your willing to share being in Delaware. Hey, that rhymed. Willing to share being in Delaware.
Nicely done.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Anything that we haven't asked you about that you'd like our listeners to know about Delaware?
I just think it's small and mighty. It's a small and mighty state. I am politically aligned in Delaware. I will say that it is a relatively blue state.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the reasons I moved here was for that. It is, it's beautiful. People don't think of Delaware as being beautiful, but it is stunningly beautiful here.
Oh, that's good to know.
Yep, we kind of have it all. So, like I said, the welcome mat's out.
Well, I'm before I let you go, I just want to comment that I'm looking at Delaware on our map, and then I'm switching over to Wyoming, which has half the population of Delaware. You know, and I'm thinking of a million people bumping elbows, you know, that sort of thing. But how wonderful, you know, your enthusiasm for the state.
Yeah, it's a very nice place to live. The cost of living is affordable. It has 4 solid seasons. You know, it's just a nice place to live.
Yeah.
So I'm glad I came back.
Hey,
I miss Sandpoint every day, but I'm glad I came back.
Well, usually we try not to make these shows dated and just keep it to the topic of the state, but this is our Christmas Eve show. Is there anything about the holidays or the holiday celebration in Delaware that's different than what you do out here in Sandpoint?
Well, in Delaware, there are Christmas caroling is still a thing.
Mm. Oh, so, yeah. Mm. now we're talking.
Yeah, door-to-door Christmas caroling.
Cool.
Yeah, yep. And, you know, we did it a lot as I was a kid, but I often get carolers at my door. I live in a little neighborhood, and there's lots of families here, and I often get Christmas carolers at my door. And, you know, sometimes they invite me to come out and join them and continue up the street and sing at the next houses. And, yeah, it's like something from a Rockwell painting.
Ah, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, Annie, you have a wonderful Christmas and a good New Year's. And
it's been such a pleasure.
Well, thank you so much for sharing Delaware with us on Know Your States, Know Your Community.
You are very welcome. Happy holidays to you.